Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, it's Brother One
and Brother Two
from Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
It is official, folks. The NHL is on its way to Salt Lake City. There will be a press conference Friday, tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Arizona Coyote Chairman and Governor Alex Morello. That will take place in Phoenix. No official word on a press conference. Media to attend a pre-conference with NHL Gary Bettman at Delta Center tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So there will be a press conference here in Salt Lake City with Ryan and Ashley Smith and Gary Bettman at 5 o'clock.
Bettman is the commissioner of the NHL.
Yep. So there's one tomorrow at 11:30 in Phoenix with the Coyotes, and then he'll hop on a plane, come to Salt Lake City, and Ryan and Ashley Smith and Gary Bettman, as you mentioned, the commissioner, will have a press conference here in Salt Lake City, and you'll hear all of it right here on The Zone.
Well, it sounds like he's trying for an amicable split with Phoenix, telling him, hey, you can have a, just build a building, we'll get you something. It sounds like he's trying to play a good guy over there, but I don't think it's as rosy as things that he's going to make it appear. I can't remember. Who did we have on? And he said, no, we've seen the last of NHL here.
It was a guy from Sportico.
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
He said, yeah.
He's pretty blunt about the whole thing.
And for those of you that were following along with Sam Farnsworth yesterday at the final game, there were a few guys out there with their coverage. The exit was somber. The fans were heartbroken. No question about it. But, hey, you should have done better. You know, I've seen different things saying, oh, well, you should have some remorse, or, oh, I bet you feel for these. No, I don't. You should have done better.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Smith just said, we show up. The wildest times, I can't see the NHL being ripped from Salt Lake City because they ended up playing in an arena that Utah had set up for hockey or for ice. The University of Utah.
Yeah.
That seats 4,000 people. Could you imagine how embarrassing that would be?
Yeah.
As a community? Oh, that's what we're going to do with one of the big four? So Utah is the benefactor of what ended up being a pretty bad situation in Phoenix, Arizona. I will tell you, there's a couple of other beat writers that I saw reporting on some of the players and their conversations. And everybody from the goaltender, Connor Ingram, on down, shared some enthusiasm with coming to Salt Lake City. You know, Salt Lake City is a destination for these guys, Scotty.
Yes.
This is Winter Olympic haven. This is hockey haven. I know that we don't have a real good base of hockey here, but this is where people come to recreate during the winter. So these hockey players know what Park City's all about. They know what Salt Lake City's all about. And this quote coming from Connor Ingram, he said, I'm not going to lie to you. I really like Salt Lake City. We stop every year on the drive-in from Saskatoon to Arizona, and I have an Airbnb booked in Sundance for my drive home. He said, I'm excited for Salt Lake City. That's coming from the goaltender, Connor Ingram. So these players are excited. I'm sure management's excited. And I know Utah's going to welcome with open arms. And this thing's going to be successful.
It's going to be extremely successful. And just based on some early indications, people are flooding NHLinUtah.com and securing those deposits. So I will say this. If you want to get tickets, you better get there now. NHLinUtah.com and put your deposit in for tickets, because right now people are slamming that website. Again, that website, NHLinUtah.com. So that's the place you need to be at. And if you want to get those tickets.
As I mentioned, with that website, NHLinUtah.com, there is some sense of urgency, because I believe that it's a first come, first serve. And what you do is you place a deposit today of $100 for the seat, and that secures your spot in line to be able to see the, you know, the opening games of this new NHL team in Utah at the back end of this year.
Yep.
So get on there, sign up. It's $100 per seat. So maybe it's just you and your significant other. Go throw a couple on there. Go throw 400. And lock up a couple seats. You want to take the kids. But this whole thing is really starting to hit. And people are excited. And I can't wait to see what happens when people do have an opportunity to go watch NHL. I think that our state is going to blow this thing up.
I 1,000% agree with that.
Especially, Scotty, because we were just talking with an NHL insider. Gamadaro has been working with the Coyotes for a lot of years, and he's been a part of the NHL for a lot of years. And this is the other reason that I believe that this is going to be successful here in Utah. This is John Gamadaro talking about what he believes this team is going to look like in a year.
Number one, I think what every owner should do is keep the current people in place, evaluate for a year, and see if you fit together. Okay, you got to do that. You got to wait a year. Bill Armstrong is a tremendous general manager. I did a weekly show with him. Every week he was on with us. He did a great job with the limited resources he had. Ryan Smith's going to give him a lot more resources to go out and spend money on free agents and not have to trade away a lot of his own players, which he's had to do because of just a very limited budget here in Arizona for all of these years. So I think if I'm Ryan Smith, I bring Bill Armstrong and his crew and the coach, and I give him a year, and I evaluate them over a year and see if everybody gets along, and we can all sing Kumbaya and see if we all love each other. And if it works out, great, then you keep him. And if it doesn't, then you can make the changes the way you see fit. As far as the team, guys, they were, for about half the season, they were competing for a playoff spot, and then a lot of the news came out, and you know, they lost a lot of games in a row. But there are some of the most young, exciting players in the league. Dylan Gunther is fantastic, and Logan Cooley is sensational, and Clayton Keller's been an all-star several times, and they've got great goaltending. All they really need is an owner that's going to invest in a couple of free agents that can plug some holes and give them some quality depth, and this team will battle for the playoffs next year. I would not be surprised if you guys have a team next year, if Ryan Smith spends a little bit of money, that is in the playoffs next season. And here we would have a whiteout. So every time they were in the playoffs, everybody would wear white. We called it the whiteout. That's a tradition that came from Winnipeg, and I hope it continues in Utah, that when they do make the playoffs, everybody wears white, because it is one of the most incredible things you have ever seen in all your years of being involved in sports and covering sports and playing sports. It's a remarkable experience, the whiteout.
I don't know about you. If you don't have goosebumps after that, something's wrong with you.
So you can hear the excitement and the energy in John Gamadaro's voice, and that's a guy that's been around it a lot of years. I talked about the Arizona Coyotes and the way they finished this season, going 5-2 in their final seven, beating multiple playoff teams in those five wins. And so I do believe that this is a roster. And Scotty and I have now talked to 10 different insiders, and they all share the same sentiment, which is put some time and money into it,
yeah,
and you're going to have yourself one hell of a team in Utah. You got a great base. Now you're going to have one hell of a team in Utah. And I fully expect Ryan Smith to do that.
Here is a member of the newest NHL team here in Salt Lake City, Connor Ingram. His thoughts on coming to Salt Lake City.
We're all excited to go. I mean, it's a place that, I'm not going to lie to you, I really like Salt Lake City. We stop every year on the drive-in, and I had an Airbnb booked in Sundance for the drive home. So I'm excited for Salt Lake City. I will miss Arizona, but I think if you're going to move, it's a good place to go.
That doesn't suck.
Well, that's one thing that we really need to point out, Scotty, because in NBA free agency, one of the biggest knocks against Utah and their ability to land a big free agent, I think what is the biggest free agent? Is it Carlos Boozer?
Yeah,
is that
probably.
The biggest free agent signing in Jazz history? By and large, NBA players really do look at Utah as kind of a boring place. I don't think it'll be that way with the NHL.
I don't think so either.
And I actually think it may be a bit of a destination. With the Olympics coming and the Olympic Park and everything that's tied and associated with Winter Olympics, you fly one of these NHL players in and you drive them up to Park City in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And they're going to see what true winter recreation is all about. And we were talking with Jay Stevens yesterday, and he said these players love Utah because it reminds them of the climates that they come from in Finland or Switzerland or parts of Canada or higher parts of Missouri or higher parts of Wisconsin. Utah reminds them of home. So they feel comfortable and they feel like it is home. So in an effort to go get some of the better NHL players, I don't think that Utah is as big a deterrent in the NHL as it has seemed to be in the NBA. Now, I'm trying to get rid of that stigma.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it really needs to go away, because I think that we're built to house any personality in any type. But you've got players that are in the NBA that perpetuate it. Draymond Green loves to take jabs at Utah. There's other players that have taken jabs at Utah. That eventually, I think that will go away as we continue to show what we're all about here in the state of Utah.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. In case you're just joining, it is official. The NHL is on its way to Salt Lake City. The Board of Governors have approved it. The releases have all gone out. There will be a press conference in Phoenix tomorrow at 11:30, and then there will be a press conference here in Utah tomorrow at 5 o'clock with Ryan and Ashley Smith and Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL. As I'm telling you, folks, there are signature moments in sports history here in Utah that you can look at. Obviously, when the Jazz came in the late 70s, early 80s, when the Olympics came in 2002, and the announcement in 95 that we got the Olympics, when the All-Star Game came in the early 90s and just a year ago, when the Olympics are coming back to Salt Lake City, there's 6 or 7 of these moments that you can look at and identify as signature sports moments here in Utah that are special, that should be remembered, that we'll talk about for decades to come. This is right there at the top of the list. To me, this is bigger than the Olympics. This isn't a one-time event. This isn't an NCAA tournament. This isn't the Olympics that it comes and goes and then it's over. And I know we're getting our second crack at the Olympics coming up here in a few years, but this is an established NHL franchise that the commissioner of the NHL said, I want that city and I want that owner. I know I've got Houston barreling down on me. I know I've got Atlanta barreling down on me, but I want this franchise in Utah because I see it as a growing area, a young demographic. Technology sector continues to increase. This is a hot spot in America. We've identified this as a place we want to be. We want our NHL team to flourish here in this community. So own it, folks. This is a big moment that we're going to be talking about for decades to come.
Yeah, it's an honor that's been granted to Utah. And I don't know the inner details of the workings of how Ryan Smith ended up with this, But I will tell you, it's nothing short of a miracle. It's with the amount of money that's out there in our country, the fact that Houston or the fact that Atlanta, the fact that some of these massive markets were clamoring to get their hands on this NHL team. And I'm talking about, I know Ryan Smith has money. I'm talking about another kind of money out there that was trying to get their hands on this NHL franchise. And it came to Ryan Smith.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of that has to do with Ryan Smith and the relationships that he's built. Obviously, there's no chance he gets a shot at this if he hadn't put in the groundwork on relationships. But I think it is what Scotty just mentioned. I think our state and Salt Lake City is a continually building destination for tech, for sport, for family and community, for healthy growth. I think that this state is that. I think the NHL recognized it, and it was the perfect timing of a great young potential owner that has a building that can house it right now and a willingness to purchase it and put it in a town that will continue to support it for years to come.
Let's go, folks. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Wendy's hanging out with us here in studio from Bell Medical. It's time to focus on you,
your
health, your confidence, and everything else. You've got an incredible special going on right now on a dad bod makeover. And we, you know, we make jokes about dad bods.
Yeah,
and
we do.
If you're in your late 30s and in your 40s, you're like, well, you know, it is what it is. This is what I have to deal with. No, you can fight back against Mother Nature. You just don't have to concede it.
Yeah, you don't. And we that's why we put dad bod makeover, just because it is funny and we want it to be something that people can laugh. Men can laugh at themselves and just say, okay, this has happened to me. And really, it's not my fault. You know, men get busy with careers, families, you name it. But to be honest, the body just creates stubborn fat. And there's not a lot that can be done other than removing it, getting rid of it, and then allowing the body to then be a healthier, better version of itself.
I want people to understand that you've heard of different fat removing procedures that doesn't actually physically remove the fat.
Plenty.
This is not liposuction. This is not cool sculpting. This is Bell sculpting. This is actual physical removing of the fat through a very slightly invasive. It's a very, like, in comparison from the way you've explained it to me, Wendy, it's nothing like some of the invasive procedures of the 80s and 90s that we were all so afraid of.
Not even close. It is a gentle way to remove fat permanently. You asked about, you know, minimal downtime, minimal bruising, quick recovery. But the difference is it actually works. It isn't a gimmick. There's so many gimmicks out there for weight loss. And the one thing that we are really proud to offer at Bell is tools that actually work. So putting your money towards something that will change your body permanently, helping you be a healthier, happier version of yourself.
You know, you talk about the $59.95. This isn't a thing where, you know, it's spread out. We're going to have to do this here, and then next month we'll do this, and next month after that. And where there's one number, and then all of a sudden it becomes this other number. That's not the case here.
No, it isn't. It's straightforward. That dad bod makeover goes after those stubborn areas of fat on a dad. And you mentioned a chin. I mean, you can add that, or you can, if that's more your problem area. We go individually after every person's body type and what is best for them.
I'm actually on Bell Medical right now, Wendy.
Yes.
Bellmedical.com, B-E-L-L-E, medical.com.
That's
and
right.
I'm just looking at the male body contouring. I'm looking at the before and afters. And you can book a free consultation right there. But you can actually go and take a look at what Bell Sculpting does to these bodies. And I'm just looking at the difference. And it's, you know what's impressive to me is how symmetrical you're able to keep. I mean, you would think that there would be some lumping or some asymmetry, but
no, it isn't, because it's so gently done. The body is able to then bounce back quickly and recover in a really smooth way. The skin is good. There aren't bumps and lumps. We have found patients that have come to us from liposuction that have these sections of the body with lumps and bumps. We're able to go in and help that, make it better.
Do you remove out of the chest area?
The chest is another area, and that is an area that a lot of men are really uncomfortable with, that they have really struggled with since adolescent.
Get rid of those moobs.
We're able to get that area gone, and we've seen a lot of just patients so happy, male patients, that area is now more of a confidence area.
This is incredible. This is really great stuff.
Go to bellmedical.com. That's B-E-L-L-E, medical.com. Let's go, folks. Bellmedical.com. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Ryan Smith, Jazz and RSL owner, join us right here on The Zone.
On the local ownership piece, I've been super fortunate to be invited to be a part of a lot of different ownership groups outside of the state of Utah. I'm interested in Utah sports. I'm not interested in Premier League overseas. I'm not interested in hockey teams outside of Utah. If it's in Utah, that's what I care about. And I care about building the brand and being able to tell a good story and do things that haven't ever been done here in Utah. Our fan base is fanatical, and that's a good thing. We're fortunate to have people who really care in this state about our sports, and I wouldn't trade that. We know what it feels like to win in Utah. It's better than anything and anywhere else, and there's nothing I want more than to be able to let this fan base have that in everything we do.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I for sure. I think obviously a really young team, full of young leaders. I think even like the older guys are still pretty young, and you know they were kind of in the same shoes as I'm in, and you know numerous of other guys. So I think it's pretty cool to have those guys to lean on, and looking forward to it. Yeah. we're all excited to go. I mean, it's a place that, I'm not gonna lie to you, I really like Salt Lake City. We stop every year on the drive-in, and I had an Airbnb booked in Sundance for the drive home. So I'm excited for Salt Lake City. I will miss Arizona, but I think if you're gonna move, it's a good place to go.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Connor Ingram, Dylan Gunther, two newest residents of Salt Lake City and Utah, as it is official. The NHL Board of Governors have approved the sale of the Coyotes to Ryan and Ashley Smith and Smith Entertainment Group. Folks, it's done. We knew it was coming. We prepared for it. But to actually see the press release come across the email and the announcement of two press conferences coming up tomorrow, one in Phoenix and then one in Salt Lake City at 5 o'clock. We will air those right here on The Zone, and you'll have all the coverage tomorrow as the NHL is now in Utah. And, folks, I went to the schedule, Hans, for Arizona last year. They played their first game of the year, September 29th, against the Knights, the Golden Knights. Mm-hmm. If that schedule holds, we're going to have the second Big Four professional franchise here in Utah playing a game in 5 months. Now, we played those comments from Ryan Smith, like, don't blink. He goes, I'm not spending any time on a boat in the summer, because they've got branding, they've got big hires to make, they've got all these things they've got to do, practice facilities, all this stuff they've got to do.
I can't even imagine the details.
And they've got to do it in 5 months, or less than that. Training camp probably starts in early September. So they've got to find a way to put this thing together in less than 4 months.
I can't even imagine the details. It's just the amount of work that has to go into it. Now, he's had a little bit of time, and he's probably known for a little bit. So
yeah.
I'm sure he's got the gears in motion. And I don't know how many months back, Scotty, maybe a month, 2 months, where instead of a maybe, it was like, oh, I think we got this. Let's get the gears going.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's had a little bit of time, but to actually get rolling and get the branding and get the gear and get the jerseys and get the nets and get the equipment and get everything that comes with what you need for, you're going to have to build practice facilities. You're going to have all kinds of new structures for these guys to exist in and to feel comfortable in, to be great in. Plus, in the meantime, Ryan Smith is busy with the city trying to get grant approval.
Yeah.
For his full rebuild. So he's a busy, busy man.
Yeah.
But
by the way, let me say this to those members of the state legislature that, that are in the approval process, the city council of Salt Lake City. Don't drag this out.
Don't drop this ball.
This is a big moment for you.
Yeah.
And this is a big moment for Utah. This is a big moment for all of us. Don't F this up.
Yeah, don't drop this ball. You've got the beautiful combo block in front of you. Guard and center are moving out the three technique. Your offensive tackles, he's moved out the D end. You got a leading fullback. He's picked up the linebacker.
Yeah.
You've got the ball. Just scoot the gap.
Yep.
And get this thing done so that we can get the downtown we've always wanted.
Yeah.
This is the dream downtown.
As soon as now we had the timeline of what is going to happen in terms of renovating the arena, which you and I both believe that's the path that they'll take instead of building a new specific hockey arena. It's going to be a massive project.
Overhaul.
The proverbial...
blowing out walls and things.
The proverbial sledgehammer to a wall needs to happen as soon as that Jazz and NHL season are over next year. I don't think they'll be able to start... they might be able to start some minor things before the season's over, but they need to get the approval and everything that they need to get done from the city and the state all taken care of. We can't have some rogue city councilman trying to act all big and tough, slowing things down. That needs to start in, April, March of 2025.
Yeah.
So that in 2 years or less, they can have that arena looking like it's ready to go and handle both things well.
Well, a couple of things about this Coyotes team that should be of interest to you. Clayton Keller, who is kind of their big dog. He's the leader in points on this team. And the way they calculate points in the NHL, they take assists and they take goals and they combine them.
Yeah.
And that gives you your points total. So Clayton Keller had 76 points last year. He's the big dog of the team. And he is locked up with the Coyotes, with the new Utah NHL team, until 27-28. So they've got his contract locked up till 27-28. A lot of these guys that you're going to have to start working with to extend. For instance, Nick Schmaltz, who is second in points, his contract expires in 25-26. So you've got 2 years left on his contract, and he becomes an unrestricted free agent. So you may want to start working with some of that. But and then you've got a lot of expiring contracts, but you've got a ton of cap space.
Yep.
And you've got a ton of first-round picks to try to build something that can really work on the ice. And I can't stress this enough. As this new NHL team moves in here, it needs to be competitive like the Golden Knights were.
Yep.
And not that level. The Golden Knights made it to a finals run in their inaugural season. I'm not talking about that, but showing that, yeah, they'll make some noise. They're going to get some wins. That's going to be a tough place to come play for, you know, whether it's a Canadian team, one of the seven Canadian teams coming down, or any other team coming across country. It's going to be tough to come in here and beat and get a win in the Delta Center. And I'm just excited to see this thing grow. But I'm looking at salary structures, Scotty.
Yeah.
Boy, they're different than the NBA.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah, your highest paid player is $7 million. Clayton Keller, who's, you know, one of your big guns in NHL, he's at $7 million. You know, your cap right now, their projected cap hit this season was $78 million, which left them with nearly $6 million in cap space, which then opens up a ton of cap room because you've got a restricted free agent, you've got an undrafted free agent coming off the books, unrestricted free agent that's coming off the books, or you got to re-sign him, whatever you're going to do with Liam. But I like the way the payroll works, and I'm excited to meet some of these guys.
I'm excited. Hopefully, you know, we talked to John Gamadora. Their general manager joined his show once a week. Hopefully there is a forthcoming here in Utah. So we would love nothing more than to get to know these guys and really make them a part of the radio station and make them part of you, the fans, because, you know, early indications, Hans, people are flooding that website, NHLinUtah.com, and getting those deposits down.
It is a bit of a there's some urgency here.
Yes.
Because I do think that those are going to block in and be sold out quick. Very, very quick.
Yes.
So get yourself to NHLinUtah.com. That's NHL.com. And it's $100 to reserve your seat.
That's it.
It's a $100 deposit.
Yep.
I've got a neighbor that hit me. He's like, let's go put in on some season tickets. Like, he wants to go in on season tickets.
Has he already hit you up? It's funny. I've got a family member that my family reached, and Scotty, this will make sense to you. One of my family members sent me a text when we were talking about selling the seats that have blind spots on the nets. He's like, yeah, sell those seats and sell them for a good discount. I'll take them.
You just want to be in the building.
Just want to be in the building, man. I told you.
Can you imagine what that first game's going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be crazy. I told you that, you know, when I went to the Kings games that have been in there, I sat in those blind spots. And it was, now I'm not used to having the prime seats at an NHL game, so I don't have a lot of reference point, but I watched the action when I needed to see if they were down on the ice and it was looking like they were going to score. I would stand up and tilt over a little bit. I mean, it's not like it's a terrible seat, but I've got to imagine that the Delta Center and the Utah Jazz and what they're putting together, they've got a plan for those seats. They got a plan to make sure that everybody in there is happy. You're not going to buy a ticket and go in there and be like, I could only see half the ice. It's not going to be like that.
No. All right, Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. By the way, Ryan Smith has said that essentially when you want to know about the mascot or the logo or whatever that is, it will be Utah. It will not be Salt Lake City. So that we do know is he said that it will be Utah's team, not just Salt Lake City's team. So it'll be the Utah whatever. Now, what that remains to be seen, you know, what that is remains to be seen. And he said, we're going to take our time. We're going to get it right. I love it. He'll get public opinion on it. Even hinted he may go into the season without one. Maybe the Utah Hockey Club. I doubt that's going to happen. Knowing Ryan a little bit, knowing how that SEG organization works, they're going to want that locked down quickly. I'd be shocked if we start the season with a Washington football team type of situation. But either way, man, you know I'm not jersey guy. I love wearing a good hockey jersey, though. You won't catch me wearing an NBA jersey. You won't catch me wearing a NFL jersey. But there's something cool about wearing a hockey jersey. So sign me up. I'll buy the first one. Let's go. 247, take a break, wrap this thing up next, get you ready for JJ and Alex, and we'll continue all the conversation right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Phoenix Suns associate head coach Kevin Young is filing a long-term deal to become the next head coach at BYU. That's a huge hire. Kevin Young is the top assistant in the NBA right now. This is beyond best case scenario for the Cougars. This is a who's who of coaches. This is a real muscle flex from BYU to show that they still have a ton of power. I'm stunned. In all honesty, that's a crazy hire. He interviewed for the Jazz job before Will Hardy got it. He's been interviewing for the Raptors job. Like, you are not getting NBA coaches leaving the NBA when, like, their next job is an NBA head coaching job to go to college. Like, that is crazy. Now, what does he do with the job? Can he recruit? How does he get players, et cetera, et cetera? Those are all very big storylines, but, like, you could not have hit a better grand slam. Like, he might be a better coach than Mark Pope.
Here, Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right, yeah!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby.
You the promo. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It is official. The NHL is here in Salt Lake City. Press conference is coming up tomorrow. One in Phoenix at 11:30 with Gary Bettman and Alex Morello, the old owner of the Coyotes, and now who's $1 billion richer, no big deal. He, by the way, he bought the team for $650 million. That's not a bad ROI there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there'll be a press conference in Phoenix with him at 11:30. And then the one that you're really going to want to key in on, Ryan and Ashley Smith and Gary Bettman, again, the commissioner of the NHL, will have a press conference here in Salt Lake City tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You'll have complete coverage all day long, all the press conferences. And again, we're all in on this, folks. Your home for the best coverage in the NHL here in Utah is right here on The Zone.
Well, I know I'm going to be out there on the tarmac, and I'm going to be down at that press conference at the Delta Center coming up tomorrow right after the show. I'm going to head out there, make sure that I'm shaking some hands. I'm excited to get to know some of the personnel and some of the guys that are going to be integral in what's happening with this new Utah NHL team, and I'll be out there. So make sure you keep it tuned right here. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage as the NHL moves in here to Salt Lake City. And Scotty and I are going to use all our contacts and do everything we can to bring you the most information. I apologize. I know that I ask a lot of what may be surface-level questions.
We're asking the questions that everybody wants to ask right now.
Yeah, like how sharp are the blades on the NHL players' skates? And according to Jay Stevens,
very sharp.
They're knife sharp. Yep. If you reach back to clear ice on them, off of them, it'll cut your fingers. They're that sharp. I asked him why the shield, some are half shield, some are quarter. I know that when I first started watching hockey, they didn't even wear shields. And that has to do with a push to make it a safer game. Somebody lost an eye. And if somebody wears a full shield, that means they're dealing with, was it a broken jaw or was it a concussion, Scotty? Something where if they had the full shield.
I think it was
shield.
A broken jaw, yeah.
So we're asking all those questions. We're all getting up to date with what the NHL is all about here together.
JJ and Alex will continue the coverage of the NHL in Utah. It's a huge day, and we're fired up that Wendy, you get to be a part of it, because this is a day we're going to be talking about for a long time.
It's so fun. So fun to be here.
Well, let's talk about this, because we have got an opportunity for our male listeners to change the way their bodies look. And I know that there's a lot of guys out there that don't get out of their comfort zone because they're just afraid to pop off that shirt because
it's so true.
Yeah, they feel like they've just got that extra fold or they got that extra cushion, and they've always thought, man, maybe hard diet. And some of that fat that sits on that lower part of the belly, you can't get that off with diet.
It is true. You can't.
And this is an option.
And this is a great option. And it is interesting to be able to speak to these patients personally after they've come and say things like, I now take my shirt off on the beach. I want to go swimming. I want to do things I haven't done before. So yes, that stubborn fat holds us back from being able to do activities that really we want to do.
You know, sometimes you get on, you know, the TikTok and Instagram stuff where like, if you want to get rid of that belly fat, this is a specific exercise to do it. That's bullcrap. That doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
There's not spot exercises to remove individual areas of the body, correct?
Correct. You can't do it through diet. You can't do it through exercise. You'll see some movement on fat cells. They increase, they decrease. But truthfully, if you want to see a change, you've got to remove the fat cells. And that will make the change where you need it to be made.
Are there bodies out there that are better candidates, like guys that are driving around that would be a better candidate, or is this
not necessarily
far-reaching?
It is so far-reaching. We have dealt with athletes that are unable to get rid of their love handles at all, no matter what they do to diet, and or others that have really not done a lot or they've tried diets. So it's any body type, male or female. We are able to go in and tackle those areas that genetically they have been given.
We were just talking about that chest area, and you know, men can carry that waist or that weight just right there in the outer part of the chest.
It's so
just say it. Just say it.
The moves.
The moves.
They carry it in the moves. And I've got a lot of former teammates that struggle with it. There's a little fold and it's really uncomfortable for them.
It's interesting. Athletes in particular seem to struggle with that area, and they're very hypersensitive to it because they've been in locker rooms and they just feel really uncomfortable with that part of their body. So to be able to go in and improve that part of their body, it's a really awesome thing to put smiles on faces of men that have really struggled in areas of their body like that.
Time to give the middle finger to the genetics and Mother Nature that you've been dealing with. You can take it all into your own hands with Bell Medical, $59.95.
That's right.
Great special going on right now. There's financing options available. You're going to make mm-hmm. this as easy as people possible. This is a one-time event, too. This isn't
right.
strung out over several sessions.
No gimmicks, no guessing. Come in, have a conversation, and let's get it done. Start living your life.
I like that Scotty just pointed that out. We're not telling you, oh, this will be a six-month process.
No, it won't.
You come in, it's a visit, it's a clean out.
We remove those fat cells, and the body just does its thing. It just continues to heal, get better, tighten, firm.
But I do want to emphasize, they're physically taking the fat out of the body. They're not freezing it. They're not trying to reshape it. They're taking it out, but gently. But gently.
So that you're able to then get back to it, get back to the gym, get back to moving, get back to the things you need at work, you know, all the things we need to get back to. So it's great.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for
letting me.
It's been a great day. You too, you guys.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
BellMedical.com, B-E-L-L-E, medical.com. Get there now. That's BellMedical.com. JJ and Alex, folks, stay close. NHL coverage you won't get anywhere else right here on 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.